This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the official podcast of the Milwaukee Brewers. This is Brewers on Tap.
Here's the pitch. A curveball!
It's time to tap the keg with Lane Grindle.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Brewers on Tap. The crew, not just in the postseason, as they were the last time we came to you, the crew, now the NL Central Division champions. Pretty fun day on Sunday at American Family Field, the Brewers taking down the Mets by a final score of 8-4, and as a result, winning the NL Central for the second time in the past 4 years. And, of course, we already knew they were going to the postseason for the fourth consecutive year. It's an unbelievable time to be a Brewers fan and to be affiliated with this club. And it's going to be a fun October in Milwaukee and throughout the state of Wisconsin. Brewers finishing up the regular season in St. Louis and then in L.A. against the Dodgers. The Cardinals clinching their postseason fate on Tuesday night by beating the Brewers in St. Louis in the first game of a three-game series. It was the 17th win in a row for St. Louis. The Cardinals now are locked into that number two wild card spot, so they'll play either the Giants or the Dodgers, depending on who doesn't end up winning the NL West. And right now, the Giants have the lead in that NL West. Brewers are going to be sitting around when the season ends on Sunday against the Dodgers. They'll fly back to Milwaukee, and they'll have essentially the same as an All-Star break off before they start play again in the postseason. The NLDS will begin the following Friday in Milwaukee. We know that. We don't know yet who the Brewers will play, although it is trending toward potentially the Atlanta Braves. It'll be the NL East winner. Braves have a pretty good lead right now, but have not eliminated the Phillies from NL East contention. The Phillies are eliminated from the wild card contention, though. It's kind of complicated. It's fun to fit all these pieces together over the course of the finish to the 162. And who knows, maybe there'll be a 163 between a couple of teams on Monday. So it's a lot of fun. We've been enjoying this run, and we're going to let you listen in to the aftermath of Sunday's 8-4 victory over the Mets. The Brewers winning the division, the subsequent celebration, everybody all smiles, and getting to do it in front of the hometown fans. Brewers, in all these postseason appearances in 2018, 2019, and 2020, never clinched in front of the fans. Never clinched at home, period. And so this was the first time they got to do that, and it was pretty special. Let's begin with Bob Uecker on the radio broadcast talking with Craig Counsell.
At home, 10 games, and you weren't worried. You told me 10 times on this trip, we're not worried about the other guys that are playing very good baseball. We can win it by ourselves here at home, and you did it against the tough New York Mets.
Well, it was the perfect weekend for Brewer fans, man. We had a great day on Friday. We celebrated Bob Uecker 51 on Saturday, celebrated Ryan Braun today, and the best celebration of all, a division title, and doing it in front of the home crowd, which we haven't been able to do.
I'm telling you, we've talked about it the whole homestand, Craig, not only to do it here, but as I look on the field now, it looks kind of like December here, but congratulations to you again. A great job, your coaching staff, your training staff, everybody. It takes everybody to win this thing, and you guys have done it again. And the big thing, you did it here at American Family Field.
Well, you're right. It's a huge team that gets this all done, and all around the country and all around the world. But we're proud to be Brewers, and we're proud to do it in front of our fans.
We're done with you. Go in and celebrate, man.
Awesome.
Have a good time. Enjoy it. I'll be down in a couple of minutes.
Can't wait to see you.
All right, pal.
Very happy manager, and it's very understandable as to why he was so excited for his club, for what they had achieved. I took over from there, had a chance to catch up with a number of different Brewers, and the first Brewer that I talked to from down on the field was Brewers shortstop, Willie Adames.
Hey, you know, obviously on Browns Day, it was special.
You know what, Willie? This is an interesting year for you. You're in the World Series last year with the Rays. This year, you get traded in late May to the Brewers. And you said right away, you talked to Carlos Gomez, you knew that this was going to be a good fit from the start. And it really was that. It was a great fit from day one. You made an impact, and this team took off the minute you got here.
Yeah, and you know, it just made me feel special. You know, after I talked to Carlos, he told me this was going to be great for me, this city, these fans, and, you know, obviously the team, the organization. And, you know, that makes me comfortable. And, you know, knowing that I knew a lot of the guys that were here, that makes me feel even better. But, you know, I'm just happy that we accomplished this first step. And, you know, hopefully we can go to you know, as far as we came and win it all.
Willie, this is a great group, and I know that it has a lot of great personalities in it. You've certainly added to that. What is it that makes this team so special from the standpoint of everybody getting along and loving to play the game together?
I feel, you know, obviously the talent we got here, you know, it's special. You know, the pitching staff we got here is something, you know, that I feel special to be part of, you know, this team. And obviously I feel the chemistry we have, you know, on and off the field is what makes it even better. But no, like I say in the beginning, I'm just happy to be part of this team and, you know, continue to win like that, and hopefully we can bring the championship to the city of Milwaukee.
Last question, Willie. Look around you. Look at all these fans that are still here hanging out. How special is this group?
It's amazing, man. This is the best fan base I ever been part of. And obviously, you know, I was just with the Rays, but, you know, I just got to say thank you for this support that they gave us every day, in and out, and, you know, just happy to be here.
Hey, Willie, congratulations. Go get back
thank
in that
you,
celebration.
Thank you, my man. Thank you.
You bet. Willie Adames.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Willie Adames, such a big part of what this team accomplished this year. The team took off. They acquired him. They were 21-23. Now they have 94 wins, and they're going for more before the regular season is all said and done. And while Willie shouldn't get all the credit for that, he definitely deserves a good chunk of the credit for what he brought when he came over from Tampa Bay. A couple of high-energy guys, left-handed relievers that have been a big part of this run for the Brewers in all three of these years are Brent Suter and Josh Hader, and I caught up with Brent first.
21-23, I believe, at the time, and then everything just kind of changed. This group, to a man, everybody just stepped forward and played great baseball, really from that point right until this point right now, kind of through the finish line. Mm-hmm. It's been quite a journey to get to this point, but, boy, everybody has contributed in their own way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, Willie was a turning point, just the guy and teammate and player we needed to just really take off and take control of this division. And just so happy for everybody out here on the field, support staff, everybody. The fans have been incredible. So just a really cool, really cool moment of celebration today. We'll take it in the off day tomorrow, celebrate a little bit more, and then back to work on Tuesday.
You've been a part of a few of these now. How satisfying is this one, specifically because there were no fans last year, and to be able to do it in front of a full house today? You guys had not clinched at home with right. this group of players before. How does this one kind of stand out to you?
It might be my favorite so far, honestly. It was just so cool to be at home in front of the fans going crazy, just being able to pop bottles in the clubhouse, and with the family here, and a lot of families are here. It's just super special. We can't wait to have more celebrations like this in the future. But man, what an honor to be here in front of these fans.
What about this bullpen? Josh Hader's making his way over here right now too. You guys all have your roles and you execute them so well.
Yeah, I was telling Bill earlier, it's really the starting pitching setting the tone for the game. Night in, night out, make it easier for us to do our jobs. They're going six innings basically every time and just making it really easy to line up and get the proper rest and everything. So really kudos to those guys. They've been the backbone of this team the whole year. And bullpen guys, we've just been trying to go in and do our job and feed off their energy.
Brent, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Brent Suter with us here. Congratulations to him and to the rest of this team for winning the Central Division here today. Just an incredible accomplishment by the Brewers. They win it 8-4 today over the New York Mets. And the Brewers really run away with the NL Central. They kind of ran away and hid towards the second half of the season. Once the All-Star break was completed and the Brewers came out and swept the Reds, it was the Brewers division at that point in time. And I think everybody knew it. And the Brewers never really looked back. The Reds tried to catch him a couple of different times, never really got very close. Cardinals made this late push, but it was going to be too little too late for sure, as you knew the Brewers were going to be able to finish this thing off before it was all said and done. Josh Hader joining us now down on the field. Josh, it is great to talk to you, buddy. Congratulations, first and foremost. What an accomplishment for this bunch.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an exciting time. You know, we're not done yet, but we accomplished a lot, this team, man. It's exciting to be a part of it.
You have had some great seasons. This might be your best season, which is hard to believe because you've had so many great seasons, two-time NL Reliever of the Year. I just asked Brent this same question. How does this celebration, Josh, and this season in general stand out to you?
I lost you on that last part.
Just how does this celebration and this season in particular stand out to you? You've been a part of a bunch of different postseason runs by this team now, but how does this one stand out?
Honestly, I think, we've had some ups and downs, and we've been through a lot, but, you know, this team's just been a lot of fun. And what? You can't hear me?
No, I can hear you. You're good.
All right. Am I supposed to look at you?
I think they wanted you to look at me.
No, but this team's a lot of fun, man. You know, we've had a lot of ups and downs. We've been through some journeys, but we always fight, man. I think that's one of the biggest things is this team never quits.
Your first taste of the postseason was in 18. You were still relatively young. You came up in 17. 18 was your first full season. Of course, you were a part of the 19 season. Last year was a different year. You know, how do you come into this year now in the postseason as a seasoned vet, essentially?
I think I attack it the same way each year. You know, just continue to learn, continue to get better at everything I can do, and control what I can control, and don't worry about the other stuff. I think at the end of the day, we come in and we do our job. Everything else takes care of itself.
Josh, last question for you. Right before the All-Star break, the Reds took 3 out of 4. You were off to the All-Star game. Somebody asked you for a comment. You had to go catch a plane. You said, baseball. And really, from that point on, you guys kind of ran away and hid with this division. You come back out of the All-Star break, you sweep the Reds. Did you guys feel pressure to kind of put the pedal to the metal coming out of the All-Star break because you played such great baseball for the entire second half?
I don't think it was much pressure. I just think, you know, this is a long season. We play 162 for a reason. And like I said, we're going to go through some ups and we're going to go through some downs. And obviously, you know, that was the one that hit hard because it was a consecutive back-to-back. But you know, we knew what we were capable of doing, and we knew once we got that break, we were able to just really, you know, have fun with it, honestly. Like, this team's a lot of fun. The clubhouse is a lot of fun. Everything around it, man, it's very easy to play baseball when you're having fun.
There are a lot of ups and downs, but the fact that you're standing in the middle of a bunch of confetti means there weren't very many downs this year for this team.
No, sir.
And for you. Josh, appreciate it. Thanks so much, buddy.
Appreciate you.
You bet. Congratulations, Josh Hader. Part of the 2021 NL Central Division champion, Milwaukee Brewers.
Now, two really good left-handed relievers in Major League Baseball right there, Brent Suter and Josh Hader, two great guys, and just couldn't be happier for them than you are right now in this moment, and they'll be a big part of this team trying to make a deep run in October. Well, the guy at the top making all the decisions, the architect, so to speak, is President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns, and he was my final guest in the midst of the celebration.
Brewers win this afternoon 8-4 over the New York Mets, and they clinch the NL Central Division title here today. The 2021 season rolls along for the Brewers, and we are joined by the president of baseball operations, David Stearns, down on the field in the midst of all the confetti. That's always good when you're doing an interview in the middle of confetti.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun, and to be able to do this now at home. We haven't done this at home before, and it's a lot of fun to do this with our fans, all the folks sticking around and joining this with us, so worth the wait.
You know, David, it's easy to – well, it's not easy. You should never take it for granted. But we've had a lot of champagne celebrations and post-game celebrations over the last couple of years. But as you just said, the fact that this one's at home just makes it so much special. You kind of realize what you'd been missing in all of those before.
Yeah, this is it's a lot of fun anytime you do it. It's a special accomplishment anytime you do it to finally get the ability to do it at home with our fans, have the confetti on the field, really enjoy the moment on the field. It's pretty cool.
David, this team and the way it was constructed, very unique. The Adames trade is what so many people are going to point to, but you go back to the Rowdy Tellez trade and how big of an impact he has had for this team this year. You can look at the Eduardo Escobar trade, obviously, and the impact that he has had this year. The development of a guy like Jake Cousins, who nobody was counting on maybe before the season even began. It's really been an amazing journey that you guys have been on, yourself, Matt Arnold, Craig Counsell, as you constructed this roster and as it all came together.
It's been fun how many different people have contributed to this, and that's what makes this season so rewarding. They're all fun, they're all special, but I think thinking back on the roster, how many different players got to contribute this year, make significant impacts, including some players that came over midseason. It's a lot of fun. We're going to enjoy it. All these guys in the clubhouse deserve to enjoy this moment, and then we'll get focused on what comes next.
David, some of us get a chance to see up close the relationship that you and Craig Counsell have and the communication that you guys have back and forth, and it's such an important part of the game and a part of running a team, and I think it's even more important in 2021 with all the numbers and everything else that go into getting ready for each and every game. That relationship and how it's just kind of been running from day one. It seems like you guys hit it off from day one and you've worked together so well. How big of a deal is that in the overall success of this organization right now?
Look, I think it makes everyone's jobs easier when you're all pulling on the same direction of the rope. And that's what I appreciate most of all with my relationship with Craig, is that we're always looking at the same goal, and that's to win as many games as possible, to put our players in position to succeed and to create a roster that functions as cleanly and smoothly as it possibly can. So I've enjoyed working with him. It's been a great relationship, and he does a heck of a job managing our team.
Okay, I do have to ask you about the Adames trade. When you made the trade, you knew that he was a guy you thought was playing well and maybe getting ready to take off. I think you knew he fit this roster really well. But did you in your wildest dreams think that he would have this kind of an impact? He's been an MVP for this team.
Yeah, you can never imagine that he'd be able to come in, become a team leader so quickly, infuse our team with energy the way he has, in addition to the performance we've had on the field. So he's been everything and more we could have hoped. Glad we get to keep him around here for a while, and it's been fun watching him.
Yeah, that's the best news. He's going to be here for a while as well. David, thank you so much. Get back in that clubhouse and keep celebrating.
Thanks a lot, Lane. Appreciate it.
David Stearns, president of baseball operations, with us here.
And a thanks not just to David Stearns, but to everybody that joined us in the aftermath of the Brewers clinching the NL Central. For the third time, Brewers won it in 2011, of course, 2018, and now here in 2021. Such a fun time to be a Brewers fan, and those fun times are only going to continue. We were told, as of last night, there was still limited availability to Games 1 and Games 2 of the NLDS if you wanted to get tickets. Mainly standing room only available, maybe some obstructed view seats that were available. But if you want to get in the building, there were still opportunities to do that as of last night, but they were going fast. Still should be some tickets available to Game 5 of the NLDS, and I would assume once we know that there is going to be a Game 5, or if there is the series is trending towards there being a Game 5, then you'll see those tickets move very, very fast as well. It's going to be a fun October. We'll be back with you next week to preview the NLDS. Can't wait. Have a great one, everybody. Stay safe, stay healthy. From St. Louis, I'm Lane Grindle.